Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Perfect Timing Podcast. I am your host, Sydney Cherry Monet, and today is a special episode. It's just me this time, and we are celebrating my one-year anniversary of Perfect Timing Podcast. Oh my gosh, I don't know how it's been a year. I have seen so much growth, and the support from you guys has been insane, and I don't get how I've been able to do this for an entire year. Time really flies. I'm just so blessed and grateful that I had you guys and I had people that would come up and be like, Sydney, your podcast is amazing. It's great. Like, keep up the great work. And I'm just like, how do you guys, like, honestly, I did not know how you guys sit and listen and talk and like listen to me talk for 30 minutes every Monday. I don't know how you do that, or an hour, you know. But I appreciate you guys so much, and good things are coming. I'm still planning on to continue. I just am so excited to see where this goes, and I'm just so happy that I've been able to make it to my first year. This is kind of like my first business, you know. I've like, you know, if you know me, I did a book club when I was in like sixth grade. That was like the biggest thing I've ever done, and then this whole COVID thing was like kind of like a blessing in disguise, and I can't be happier for it, because if it weren't for COVID, this podcast would not exist, most likely. And I have special thanks to my mom for giving me the idea, you know, giving back to the community, and I've enjoyed it so much. It's like my new favorite hobby, and it's like something I look forward to doing, and I've met so many people, and I've learned so much, and I've grown, and like just seeing where I am today from a year ago is crazy. And I have no one else to thank but for this platform, my podcast, and all of you guys. So thank you guys so much. I'm going to stop rambling and let's get on into it. So before I go into what's been going on and like what's coming up, I would like to introduce my Perfect Timing Girl mentoring program. I'm not sure if I've shared this with you all yet, but I am planning on having a mentoring program. It's going to be led by my older sister, Summer, but I will be training her and things like that. And we'll basically just be helping young girls, or, you know, maybe older girls that feel that they need uplifting and empowerment and just wanting to feel confident and good in their skin. And I want to give those girls the confidence to be themselves and, you know, be happy, because it all starts really from a younger age, and like what you're around and what people see you as and how people perceive you. And you just want to be sure that you're putting your best foot forward all the time. So I want to be able to help with that. And if you would like to help mentor, and you want to help maybe get some community service hours in or do something like that, or you just enjoy helping young girls and uplifting them, please reach out to me. I would love to train you and have you. And this is just something that I came up with because I want to see, you know, young girls feel more happy and comfortable in their skin and not be like, well, my skin is too dark, you know, I don't look good in these clothes, I don't look, you know, like my other friends. And I want to give them the confidence to be themselves. And if you want to do that as well, or if you would like to be a part of it, please reach out. And it's going to be uplifting our young girls and just creating a safe space for us, because most people don't have anyone that at home to talk about these things with. And, you know, giving them that safe space, I think, is crucial. And I want to teach them how to, you know, respect themselves and love themselves and, you know, honor themselves, because, like I said, maybe people don't get that, you know, from home or from maybe their friends or something like that, or maybe they just don't want to talk about it with them, but they feel open to talk about it with, you know, an older sister per se. And I just wanted to be like a non-judgmental kind of area, kind of space for them to, you know, really explain how they feel, because keeping it all in, you guys already know how I feel about mental health and how important it is to be secure and, you know, have like a clear mindset and know like what you're doing. So a non-judgmental area is going to be, you know, very confidential. Like, none of the information that we'd be talking about would be shared with anyone else. We're not, you know, going off and being like, hey, like my girl today, you know, explained all this. It's going to be nothing like that. It'll be between you and your mentor and you guys. I just want them to have a close relationship with one another. And like I said, if you would like to mentor, please reach out. I am looking for people to train so I can, you know, get started with this mentor, Perfect Timing Girls mentoring program. And thank you guys so much for letting me be able to start something like this because of my podcast, like my public speaking skills and, you know, my confidence has grown so much. And I'm so happy to be able to stand my ground and say, this is what I want to share with the world. And, you know, I want to just uplift everyone. And I really think that starting a program like this will help create that. And so I just want to thank you guys again for giving me this platform so I can do things like this. So it's been a while since I've done one of these. When's the last time I did it? Like November. So I think it's time for a good check-in, a good life update. I've been so busy. I've been working tirelessly with my podcast. The things that come with the podcast and the opportunities I've been given have been insane. And again, I have no one to thank but you guys for helping me get out there. And I just cannot wait to see what comes next from it, you know. And it's been a learning process. It's been a growing process. And like I said, mental health is really important. So maybe I can get into a little bit of that, how I've been feeling. And yeah, so let's just get into it. So from back in November, I remember most of what I shared with you guys. I definitely feel way better than what I did, you know. With school ending soon, I'm going to be, well, by the time this podcast is out, school will be over, but, you know, ending my sophomore year, and all of a sudden, I'm just feeling so nostalgic, and I'm just like, we're growing up. I'm going to be 17 this year, and that sounds unreal. I am, again, excited to grow and see what comes next and how much things are going to change. But all of a sudden, I'm just feeling like really nostalgic. Like the other day, I was like, wow, I have basically two more years of high school. And I remember being like third, fifth grade and just being like, man, I can't wait for high school. Like, I'm so excited. Like all the friends I'm going to meet, how I'm going to be when I'm 16 years old. And now I'm here and I'm just like, I want to go back. So like, cause in third grade, everything was just set in just an okay time. Like everyone was friends with one another. No one like, and going to like a private school, like everyone knew everyone. There wasn't really a big setting. And I just remember that time where everything was just easier. And, you know, I just, for some reason, I just felt missed everyone from third grade. I'm not sure why, but I've just been feeling really, really nostalgic over that kind of stuff. And, you know, closing my sophomore year, I feel like freshman year was like yesterday. I didn't get an entire freshman year. I, you know, because of COVID, we finished in like March, and then it's been over a year of COVID and seeing change in like vaccinations and things like that. Also, quick plug, if you guys haven't gotten vaccinated in the state of Maryland, you were 16 years old, I highly recommend you get one and do your part in the community because change is coming. I'm so sick of having to go out and like be scared of people are like sick or things like that. So just make sure you're staying safe and getting vaccinated and all that good stuff. But anyways, I'm just really, I don't know, I don't want to say scared, but I've just been really thinking about like my future. I do that a lot. Like sometimes I just sit and I go through like what's going on, like what I'm supposed to be looking forward to. And I almost do it too much to the point where I get scared of it. And so don't do as I say, not as I do. So just being able to say like, yeah, I'm going to be a junior at St. Mary's Reagan High School is kind of terrifying because as soon as I become a junior, I'm going to blink and then I will be a senior. And that sounds like out of this world. And I just don't know if I'll be able to handle that, but you know, growing through it and just pushing through and knowing how much I've grown has been exponential. And seeing my junior year, like I'm excited. but I'm also terrified all at the same time. I also want to get into what is coming next, you know, maybe after high school and like into my future and things like that. But we will get into that right after this break.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon.
This is Sydney Trailer-Lone, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Welcome back, everyone. Again, I'm just talking about how much I've grown and how my junior year is on the way and how happy and blessed I am to have you guys with me through the process. And let's get back into it. So yeah, junior year is right around the corner, kind of scared, super excited, all those things. And mentally, I've been better, you know, eliminating things that have caused me distress and just added things to my plate that I didn't need has helped me so much. Like, if you don't know, I deleted Snapchat, mostly because I just felt anxious of it. I was always like, who like snapped me back? What's on so-and-so's story? And I just had this weird, gross attachment to it. And as I've had it gone for like a month now, and I haven't been happier. I don't think I would be in this mental state if I hadn't delete Snapchat. And that goes for like most social media. But so since social media is kind of my job now, I can't just get rid of it. But doing things to help me veer away from it and be happier without having to have things like that, I think shows some growth within myself. And I would always have like FOMO, like fear of missing out. And so just kind of focusing on myself and doing what I want to do has helped me so much. And I've just been trying to grow. Like, you guys, I've been like, you know, journaling and like talking things out, especially recently. There's just so much change going on and things that are out of my hands and out of my control. And when things get like that, I get really anxious and just worried and overwhelmed. And I like focus so much on like what's happening now, what's happening now. And I forget to live in the moment, which is why I'm so like nostalgic and not upset, but nervous to grow up, because I feel like I didn't sit in the moment long enough. And I want to give advice to you guys to do that, because when you're so focused on your future and like what's happening tomorrow, even, you forget to live in the now. And what I mean by that is like spending time with your family, spending time with yourself, figuring out what it is, what you like, and not what your friends want to do. And, you know, just sitting and just enjoying the present. I feel like I haven't done that enough. And that's probably why I feel like I am missing out. And so advice to you guys and to myself, just take a moment to breathe and just take like 10 minutes to yourself to do absolutely nothing. Just sit, maybe meditate, I don't know, journal or something like that. And just exhaling and getting rid of any negativity and just living in that moment. And with our times right now, tomorrow isn't promised. So, you know, hug your family, you know, love on them and just your friends and everyone that is important to you. I hope that everyone has been safe and healthy. And I just want you guys to sit in the moment and just be with them. You know, don't go on your phone if you can, and just be with them. There's no other time like now. And when we're older, I don't want there to be regret saying, oh man, I wish I spent more time with my mom. I wish I spent more time with my sister, and just doing it. Do what it is that makes you happy and doing it when you want to on your terms, because a life well lived is a life lived on your terms. I've sat on this kind of topic for a while. I'm trying to try and push forward, but how I've persevered, like I said, I've been journaling a lot, finding people that want to listen to you talk and finding people that just will be there to hear you rant. Like, even if you don't want advice, just getting rid of that energy and the weight off of your shoulders helps so much. Shout out to my older brother, Taeon. You have been my backbone for the past like 2 months, like just hearing me out and just letting me get all this stuff off of my chest and any kind of anxiety or fear in me. You have helped me so much through that. So thank you. And I hope you guys have someone like that in your life that is taking away that pressure and just waking up every day. And it's like, how am I going to get through today? There's so much I have to do. Like when my mom comes to me with things, she's like, you have this and this and this all throughout this week at these times. And then I'm just like, wow, okay. And then I just get overwhelmed and that whole cycle starts all over again. So I'm just telling you guys, breathe, have someone to talk to, relax, and just don't go too crazy and just stay to yourself. And what I've learned is that you can't control the things in life, because change is going to happen. And if you can't accept it, you're going to get left behind and you won't be able to grow. And that's something that I have learned. And accepting it, it's hard, but knowing that you will be okay afterward, I feel like helps, and that you'll be able to get through it, and just taking it one step at a time and loving yourself while growing is like a connected thing. You can't be at your best and be like, this is the best I will ever be, this is the most I will ever grow, because then when something happens, that all of that drops. So you can't do that. You have to be able to believe in yourself every step of the way and just start with that, because it'll get better. I promise. Just take it one step at a time. So now I'm going to go into what's next for me. Like I said a million times, I'm going to be a junior in high school, and then that's college and everything. And because of this podcast, I have opened up to so many different career paths. Obviously, I still love to dance and it's a very much still passion of mine, but having this podcast has opened me to journalism and like graphic design and, you know, social media things. And I'm so excited to see where I go with that and becoming an adult and things like that. I'm excited to learn about it. And I am happy to see that this podcast has brought me to this kind of space, because you don't have to know what it is that you want to do at any given moment. Like if someone asks you, what do you want to do like when you go to college? What do you want to do when you grow up? If you don't know, that's totally fine, because we are all growing each and every day. Just find things for yourself that are going to teach you how to be better and how to be the person that you want to be. And it's okay if it changes. It's totally fine. So just think about it yourself and just know what it is that you want to do. And I'm really excited to see where it goes. I have so many people behind me that are ready to push me and are ready to help me excel. And I am so blessed that I've had this, because having the structure has put me in an put me in a position to be the person that I want to be. So I'm so excited to see where it goes, and I'm just excited to grow. And I'm also a new member of the Charles County NAACP Youth Council. This was also the same chapter that awarded me the Trailblazer of the Year of 2021 back in, February? And I am so excited to grow with them and see what comes out of that, and being like a part of chairs and like the education and leading our community in small ways, I think will uplift us in ways that are just amazing. And having marches for the class of 1969, I am so happy to be a part of that. And I just want to thank you guys again for giving me this platform, for them to be open to accepting me. And they, even if you don't aren't a part of any kind of organization or program, any kind of help that you can give to your community will be amazing. And being a part of the Charles County NAACP, I'm just so blessed and happy that they saw me fit to be a part of that. So thank you guys so much if you're listening. And like I said, I'm so excited to see what happens next and what happens when I'm able to grow. And this podcast, I'm just so proud of how far it's come. And if I want to be transparent with you guys, it has been so hard some days, because I'm like, what am I going to do with my podcast? What if people get bored of my podcast? What if people this and this and that? And it doesn't help at all. And I've had people with me every step of the way to help me push through it. And because it's not easy. And so I just want to thank you guys again for sticking with me. And, you know, I'm excited to see where it goes. So I think that wraps up pretty much all I have to say. This episode wasn't too long, but I want to give out some special thank yous and concluding our first year anniversary. So I want to thank all of my sponsors that helped me out through this. And, you know, having sponsorships has been so cool. And, you know, getting something back out of giving to the community, because I don't get paid to do this podcast. So the sponsorships have helped so much. And back in November, when I did a Giving Tuesday kind of fundraiser, I've raised so much money from that. And you guys have helped me with this podcast so, so much. And I'm just so blessed that you guys have been able to do that. And I would also like to give a special thank you to the Mallard family. They were the ones that offered me their space for my 2020 Podcast of the Year Award program. That was beautiful. And for them to offer that to me has been amazing. And they're still helping me out today and pushing my podcast out there and helping me in any way that I can. So I just want to thank you guys so much for that. I would also like to thank all my followers and guests. Again, I've met so many people and I've grown from everyone. And I just want to thank you guys for coming onto my show and teaching me and teaching my listeners everything it is that you do. And I also like to give a special thank you to Miss Beverly Johnson. I know you were listening, ma'am. Thank you so much, you guys. When I tell you she's persistent with posting my podcast and sharing so much, she has been the most supportive person, I think, that isn't part of like my team that has been a part of my podcast. She shared my episodes, you know, she's like posted everything that I've been a part of, and she's just helped me grow so much. So thank you so much, Miss Beverly. And I would like to give a final thank you to Mr. Daryl and Miss Doris, my producers. This podcast would not exist without you guys. So thank you so much for, you know, sitting with me and like going through every single editing and it going through all the steps to making my podcast the way it is and just making it perfect. And I just want to thank you guys so much. And Elite Conversations. And of course, I would like to thank my mom for always having my back and just for pushing me and becoming the Sydney that I want to be. And thank you guys so much for keeping me sane and just giving me a space and an area to feel like accepted and able to share my thoughts and feelings and things like that. Of course, if you would like to be on the podcast, do not hesitate to reach out. If you have a business or any type of initiative, or if you just want to get on and talk, I'd love to have you. Please reach out at perfecttimingpodcastexp@gmail.com. And I would also like to close with a scripture, if you guys will let me. This is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. It's about healing and not fearing and having God by your side. So it starts as, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand." That is Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Thank you guys so much. This concludes our 1-year anniversary episode, and this is Perfect Timing.